I'm Laura Winters.
Unwavering in our unity and unmatched in our resolve. This is not about a day, a week, or a month. This is about decades and decades of relationships that we're building.
That is brand new audio from President Biden as he holds a joint news conference after hosting a summit at Camp David with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. The president saying the world is standing at an inflection point, the meeting focusing on China.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. And I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
Americans not feeling good about their finances this Friday. Voters bashing Bidenomics. A new Fox News poll shows 52% of registered voters say the president has made the economy worse. The survey also asking Republicans the most important issue facing the country right now. The economy, number one, coming in at 48%, followed by immigration, crime, and election integrity. The Trump news conference scheduled for Monday in Bedminster, New Jersey, canceled.
Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, where he planned to release a report on his so-called election fraud, is no longer happening. On Truth Social, Trump posted, on advice of his lawyers, he will now release that report in formal legal filings. He claimed the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election in the state. I'm Corey Myers.
Hurricane Hillary churning, and it's expected to hit Southern California this weekend.
The latest report from the National Hurricane Center puts the storm about 250 miles south of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. The storm is expected to weaken before it hits Southern California and areas of the southwestern U.S., but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding to the region. It's expected to make landfall as a tropical storm in the U.S. Sunday night or early Monday morning. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
We continue our coverage now on USA News of the storm prep underway in San Diego, California.
Now is the time to put away your patio furniture. Bring in any items from the yard or porch that could get loose in the high winds. You want to protect your stuff, and you want to keep it from becoming a weapon if it flies towards someone or something. Fill your gas tank and move your car to higher ground if your parking lot tends to flood in heavy rains. Make sure you have flashlights and batteries. They're way safer than candles. Precharge your devices and mobile chargers and stock up on your favorite snacks. At the least, it could be some fun family time at home. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Turning now to politics and the race for the White House in 2024, former President Trump calling the indictment in Georgia a witch hunt.
Trump's attorneys recommended the trial start in April of 2026, which is over 2 years longer than the original date prosecutors are seeking. The election interference case is one of four criminal cases Trump's now dealing with, and one of two taking place at the federal level. Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team requested jury selection take place by December, with the trial starting January 2nd. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It is still not known if Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will attend the first debate being held this Wednesday night.
Former President Trump is suggesting he won't participate in the first Republican primary debate. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said his poll numbers are extraordinary, as he's polling well ahead of the other Republican candidates, and questioned why he would make an appearance.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.